Davin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being stuck in an enclosed space with a noxious scent. I'm Davin Rosenblatt. That's Joe Curry and Pip Helix chuckling in the background. This is a very small studio, so I don't know what they're insinuating. But we do have a great show tonight, today, or whenever you're listening. The program will tell you how one man's gas led to a lawsuit. We're going to tell you why you ladies should encourage your man to drink some beer. And we're going to answer some of your cyber security questions like only we can. So, as you guys know, my wife does not have my last name.
Right.
Yes. Look at Pip. Right, as a
That's
woman
right.
as a woman would say.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, she doesn't use my last name. It's a fine last name. Not the most glamorous of last names.
Right.
You know, it ends in a kind of sudden syllable. Mm-hmm. But you know, nobody. She doesn't want to be a Rosenblatt. And I got to be honest, I've always found this somewhat annoying.
Really?
Why are you surprised that I would find something like this annoying?
I didn't think you were such a traditionalist.
I'm generally not, yet I'm annoyed by this.
Why?
I don't know. But because I feel like you should. It's the right thing to do.
Or at least have, you know, you use her name in the last name. You know, have your name after her name. Your name after her last name.
What am I, Hillary Rodham Clinton?
Yeah.
No, I mean, our two last names. I mean, you can't be throwing 20 letters at people. It's too much. Mm. Yeah, I mean, really, for the kid's jersey, it would have to be a circle, the name on the back.
Write that down.
I won't.
Or just like a symbol like Prince. It's just get rid of the words altogether.
No.
Yeah.
Makes
yeah.
no sense.
Too long.
What?
It
but
would be
you
too long.
You couldn't do that.
Yeah, but your hyphenated names together. Yikes.
Her reasoning's always been, well, she kept it for business purposes, and she keeps it for business purposes, and her father had all girls.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she wants the name to continue, even though after that, it's not going to continue, because it can't. But, I mean, I guess it goes one more generation.
As long as she's alive, yeah.
Well, if she doesn't watch herself.
What do you think? She's got a hoverboard in her future, as we talked about last time?
She might. I don't know. Did you keep, Pip, did you keep your husband's name? Did you take his name?
No, I didn't.
Why, you heathen?
No, when we got married, I was like 45, 46 years old.
So?
It's like,
you've had enough with that last name, Helix. You should be ready to get rid of that.
No. Besides, it's like.
What is the root of Helix? Is it a family name?
It is.
Oh, okay.
It is. It's a Romanian.
Romanian? I didn't know the Palisades were in Romania.
It's a long highway.
It is, anyway. From the Romanian Helixes.
Yes.
Not to be confused with the Transylvanian Helixes.
No. We don't talk about that.
No.
It was a dark day in our history.
Yes.
But the thing is that, no, I had been in business for as long, you know, 46 years, and I'm using my own name. We're not going to have children. So,
if you had a child, you would.
If I had a child, I would probably change my name so that the family unit all had the same name. Yes. But we can have one little mat in front of the door that says one name on it.
So because we've procreated, you believe my wife is wrong and selfish.
Okay. I did not say that. My personal
Joe,
choice.
Joe, didn't she say that?
Well.
No. My personal choice would be to have the same last name as my child. But because that ship has sailed and we're not doing that, we had cats instead of kids. I don't
now,
feel...
Now, what names do the cats take?
Actually, whoever had them first, that's their last name. But you know what? I had to change...
It's not very Brady Bunch-like of it, is it, Joe?
But you know what? I had to change all their last names to my last name because the vet was getting nuts.
Really?
Which one is it?
Joe, would you be upset if you were to remarry? Because your current wife...
Yes.
She took your last name.
Yes.
Would you be upset if you get married again and she does not want to take your last name?
It depends on the situation, I think, and the situation I'm in. It would be nice, but I would understand if she didn't.
But what situation would you not understand? How's your situation going to change?
It's just, you know, if it's coming off of, you know, at our age and coming off divorce, you know.
Well, if, that's what remarriage is, Joe.
I understand that. That's what, you know, and that's the parameters. I don't think it would be if he wanted not to take my name. I would like it, but if they don't, I would understand more as if it was a first marriage. If it was a first marriage, like my wife now, I mean, obviously it's not going to be her name for long, but she,
sometimes they keep it.
Well, she'll use her maiden name as, you know, as the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
is she going to keep your last name?
That's a good question. I don't.
It's the only type I ask.
I don't think there is, but I know several people that have been divorced that have kept the name they had of their.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes you just get a splendid last name.
Sometimes I've asked. Well, there's a the person I work with at the old day program,
mm-hmm.
and she's been married several times, and she's kept, you know, she hasn't taken it back to her maiden name because apparently it's a very.
So every time she gets married, she takes a new name.
She has, but she
that gets confusing. Yeah. Enough. If you can't keep a man happy, you don't get to take everybody's name. You go back to the name you were given. Enough. It's silly.
Right.
We can't be constantly getting new checks. It's ridiculous.
But she's not going back to her mate. She's keeping the name that she had from her last marriage because she doesn't want to go back to it. It's too expensive to keep changing stuff, I guess.
It costs you. Well, no. Actually, if you don't have to pay anything to change your name if it's through marriage.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or if you get a divorce and you want to go back to your maiden name, they're okay with that.
Yeah.
Doesn't cost you.
According to Jezebel.com, 50% of Americans think a woman should be legally required to take a husband's name.
Oh, hell no.
Wow, you got a little African-American in there as you shook your head at me and gave me uh-uh.
I made my neck work.
You did.
Now, the thing is, oh, sorry, that got really strident. The thing
it's
is.
It's all right. You can on this show.
No, that's born out of the time when women were treated like property by their husbands.
Or as we
they
like
didn't
to call
have any rights.
The good old days.
I knew you were going to do
that.
Yeah,
there was none of them yappy women back then. Milk a cow, honey, I'm going to go kill something. The way it should be.
You're keeping my last name, understand?
Yes.
So I bring a dead bear back to the house.
I'm going
to
barter with some beads and some pelts with this Indian over here. Yeah. You with my last name. Take care of the 15 kids. Yeah. Don't worry, 10 of them will be dead soon. It's the way it should be.
Yes.
If it's good enough for our founding fathers, mothers, it's good enough for you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Same
I don't
last
care.
Names and cholera. That's the way it should be.
Yes. Yes.
The days of last names and cholera.
Yeah. Yes.
Great book. No.
No, but I mean, all joking aside, that seems like a little much. Like you should be forced.
That's a little out of hand.
Yeah,
much. It's a personal decision that should be made by both parties in a marriage.
Except for abortions. Then somebody else should make that decision.
Yeah, with an outside party to rule.
Yes. Yes. Oh. Names should be the free will of the woman. But abortions, that's up for grabs.
I want a major league umpire to make that call.
What?
A major league baseball umpire make the call whether you're going to abortion or not. I don't want to have any part of it.
I don't want any part of this reference.
Yeah, really.
what are you talking about?
Well, you said you're saying that an outside party should decide whether you have an abortion
or
not.
Yeah, but why an umpire? They're inept. They're going to go to instant replay. Oh, we got to do the abortion again.
They're all talking.
Stupid slow-mo. Carly Fiorina peering over the table watching. Aha, she says.
You eject the father from the relationship because he's arguing.
Well, that's usually why they get ejected. They just don't go along like a good husband should.
To the showers.
Yes. Kicking some dirt on the doctor on the way out. Bunch of nurses interviewing what went wrong after the abortion. Well,
the dad conference. Slid in cleats up. We saw it.
Well, then you don't need to go to a clinic if that's going to happen.
Oh, man.
I'm here to save the people money.
Okay, good.
So, you know.
How are you saving people money?
You go in spikes high, you're not going to need a doctor. You're the one who brought baseball into this horrible
The whole issue would be moot, actually. There would be no abortion to be needed if you went in cleats high.
Yeah, I said that without saying that.
I know. Oh, my God.
You're like a comedy roadblock. Oh, comedy coming. Not here. Take a detour.
Not here. Turn that around. Go that way.
There'll we got no room for humor
Sorry,
here.
There'll be no laughs over here. Understand?
Pip is talking. Pip at work.
Merely a speed hump, not a roadblock.
Why is nobody smiling? Oh, there's no laughter here. There's a no laughter zone.
Pip's got it under control.
No humor zone.
Your tax dollars paying for this morose attitude.
All right. I see that clown car. Pull that clown car over. I know what's going to happen here. There's going to be laughter. Turn around.
Excuse me, ma'am. Did you not take your husband's name? Good girl. You can laugh.
No, I don't think that anybody should be telling women what they can and cannot do.
Except for their husband. All right, guys, don't go anywhere. You were listening for Davins and filling in for Coffee Talk. When we come back, we are going to tell you how one man's flatulence ruined an office.
Are we talking about Joe?
No. Really?
Not
Joe is not flatulent for one man.
Flatulent for all.
He's flatulent for all?
This
is disgusting.
Yeah, really.
Sorry, Joe.
You're a despicable tonight.
Life and liberty in the pursuit of flatulence.
That would be a movie, I guess. Mm-hmm. No, not.
I'm flabbergasted.
Flabbergasted.
Flatulgasted? Right.
Sorry, I apologize.
No, don't apologize.
No, not
to
you. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Davin's Den filling in for Coffee Talk.
Hey, let's take a little trip in time. Let's go back to the 1950s, the roots of rock and roll. But the problem I have with the roots of rock and roll, or the people that grew up with it, have the same problem. Today's music all sounds the same. It all sounds the same. Well, folks, I'm going to play four chords. Four. I'm not going to change a note. I'm not going to change a key. And watch how many songs from the 50s Paulie can play. And you tell me whose music sounds the same. Here we go. Let's go back to the 1950s in four chords. Here we go. In the still of the night, I held you tight. Next, silhouette, 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 silhouette. Next. Earth angel, earth angel. Yeah. Will you be mine? Next, those oldies but goodies remind me of you. Next, oh Donna, oh, the same fucking song. Hello. All right. Maybe it was just our slow songs. Bullshit, your fast ones too. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 1 for the money, 2 for the show, 2 to fruity, same fucking song. It's good music, but don't break my balls, you know? All right, maybe, you know what, mister? Don't get your panties in a bunch, because you can't understand a word anyone's singing today. Bullshit. Umbrella. Yeah, that's all I had. It was a bad argument, you know? But she was right. You can understand every word they sang in the 50s. But what were they singing? Mm-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-shum-a-lum-a-ding-dong. Look it up. I'll give you a month. The fuck is a bop a mouse shum a lum a ding dong? What, you run out of real words, you asshole? What the fuck? You'll find sham-wow in the dictionary before bop a mouse shum a lum a ding dong. And I don't care how far back you go with lyrics, you can tear apart any era of music. I love the Rat Pack. I love Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin. Love them, right? But what was Frank Sinatra singing? He was like, I've got you under my skin. What is she, rosacea? What the fuck? When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's gotta fucking hurt. We're talking about a moon hitting you in the face. It's a moon hitting you in the face, am I right? What were the Beatles singing? Come together right now over me. What is that, a Bukkake film? What are we talking about? Don't worry, the people not laughing weren't meant to get it. Of course, I love Come on, Eileen. Write your own joke.
Listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. But of course, last segment, it got a little heated, Pip. I apologize for yelling at you.
Oh my God. What's wrong? Are you okay?
Might have been
feel
a
his
much.
Forehead, Joe.
It might have been a little much.
That's okay.
I still stand by the sentiment that you're a comedy roadblock. That does not change. But, yeah, you know, I think sometimes you got to be nice.
You're
not buying this.
Yeah, no. You're scaring us, actually.
Yeah, really.
Right, do you have something fatal? What is going on with
you? Really?
No, I just, you know, you got to make allies in this world.
Really?
I'm terrified, Joe. I don't know about you.
What have you done with Davin? Yeah. Who are you?
How did that happen during the break and we didn't notice?
Yeah, really?
Well, this next story, which is a fart story, is about a woman who stands by her.
Welcome to Fart Stories.
Yeah.
Highbrow.
That was classy, Joe.
Like the way he throws me under the bus.
Well, I know. He's
who else would I throw under the bus?
He's saying
he's back.
I don't apologize to you. You deserve what you get.
Boy, oh boy, what a 360 this creep just did.
Meanwhile, Joe is so nicely singing Stand By Your Man, even if he's flatulent.
Nobody heard that.
Yeah, I know.
Our mics were
I know.
Off. But anyway, all right. Well, unfortunately, this man's rear end was not off.
Oh, yeah, it was in the odd position.
Yes, we go to Trenton, New Jersey, where a pork roll maker is being sued by the wife of a former employee who was allegedly fired for farting, that's their quote, too much in the office, according to a federal discrimination lawsuit. Luann Clem, of course.
Clem.
Who worked alongside her husband, Richard Clem. Thank God they put Richard.
Oh, man.
And Case Pork Roll Company says in a federal lawsuit filed last month that after her husband received a gastric bypass surgery, he suffered serious consequences, including, quote, extreme gas and uncontrollable diarrhea.
Oh, man.
Enjoy your breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Case President Thomas Dolan began to harass Clem and his wife when the smell of Richard's flatulence began to overpower the aroma of pork roll, according to the lawsuit.
And that's a chore. Let me tell you.
I don't know from the pork
that's
roll.
That's quite a mix. Yeah.
That's quite a mix.
Yes, yes.
Wow. Is pork roll a pleasant smell? I don't know what pork roll is.
Pork roll is like, no, they call it Taylor ham.
That's a Jersey thing.
Yeah, it is. Mm. It's a South Jersey thing.
Okay.
Because Jersey is so small that we have to divide it into sections and be at war forever. But it's true.
Is Obama sending in troops? I don't understand.
Yeah, I know.
But what's it smell like? Is it a bad smell?
No, not necessarily cooking. It's pretty pungent, though.
Well, yeah. This is the place where they make it, so I'm assuming it's going to be, as you would say, pungent. What's it like? Well, compare it to, I've never smelled pork roll.
It's like
Well, there was that one time in college. But anyway, I digress.
We weren't going to talk about her. And the thing is that it's a spicy cold cut. And
that smells pleasant.
And it smells good cooking. But okay. I'm just imagining that if it wasn't for this guy's gastric bypass, I would have immediately suspected that it was caused by the pork roll itself. Because
oh, really? That's a food that moves?
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, oh dear.
I don't. Yeah.
Know.
No.
So no. Know. Tastes good going in.
You know,
I don't want to know how it tastes going out. We're gonna move on.
But you want to know something? I mean, gastric.
No. He so anticipated. Yes,
he did.
Gastric bypass surgery. If you knew that the consequences were extreme gas and uncontrollable.
No, it's a possible side effect, Joe.
But you know what? Even if you knew it was a possible side, would you get that?
People take Cialis and they get that.
I know, but it's like it's just two things you really don't want.
Well, you're hoping for the best, Joe.
I
Nobody
know,
wants
but
to live
the worst
life
isn't that great, you know.
The guy's 420 pounds. It's either be obese and die tomorrow, or live in a diaper possibly.
You know, you know what? I'd throw the Woe Nelly on the ring dings and head to the gym.
It's not that easy. Well, let's go on with this. don't judge Richard Clem. A little sympathy for Mr. Clem.
Clem! Clem! What's that smell, Clem?
So this is what Dolan said. We have to do something about Rich. Dolan told Luann, his wife, this can't go on. We can't run an office and have visitors with the odor in the office.
No, this is how it probably because he's behind a gas mask yelling it.
Now, I really do have a personal feeling about this. Because
oh, I thought we said a personal problem with it.
No.
I would have
no.
agreed with either one.
Yeah.
My dad was...
Gassy?
Yeah, he was really a gassy guy. And one of his friends that
Yeah, but gassy worked, gassy and diarrhea are two different things.
Oh, totally two different things.
I mean,
things.
A toot can be a good time.
Well, I don't think that they're saying... I don't think they're saying anything about this poor guy's explosive diarrhea.
But it's all combined.
Oh, man.
Oh, really?
Well, I wasn't there, Joe. I didn't clean his britches. But that's what I'm getting from this.
Oh, you know.
I mean, because it said he suffered from extreme, flatulence and uncontrollable diarrhea. To me, uncontrollable means it can blow at any time.
I hope listeners, I hope you're enjoying that bagel. Yeah. But I think that it's really, it's kind of a conundrum because what are you supposed to do? That they're bringing up in the lawsuit that they're claiming that he is protected by the Americans with Disability Act.
All right. Is being fat got a disability now?
Well, I don't think that
I know it inhibits you from getting some nookie, but is it really a disability?
Uncontrollable diarrhea is.
Yeah, but he didn't have that beforehand. Because
you're not going to be able to go anywhere, and that's disabling.
But now
he's able to go everywhere, Joe. You completely ruined that.
But I don't think they're claiming it because he was obese. I think they're claiming it because now he does have a situation that is a disability. And so he can't help it. He literally can't help it.
So you think he was wrongfully fired?
You know,
how can you conduct your pork roll business with this going on?
We had a very, very smelly guy at my workplace because he had a disease. It was really a tire.
What was the disease? Rigor mortis?
No, he had, I'm trying to remember what he had. A Crohn's disease.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? Yeah. I know people with Crohn's. You can run to the bathroom. You're not doing it in your pants. You're not doing it in your coworkers. Hey, pull my finger.
No, he wasn't doing it on purpose. But sometimes, like, before he got all the way to the bathroom, he got smelly.
Well, you got to bring extra britches. You got to prepare.
Right, yeah, you do.
You can't be sitting and stinking.
No.
But even with Crohn's disease, I work with somebody with Crohn's disease, and he would disappear into the bathroom for about 30 minutes.
Right.
You know.
Either that or he's got a pot problem. Yeah.
The pot is what he was on.
And he just saw no problem with it. Yeah.
No, but what is the workplace supposed to do?
Literally. I mean, I feel bad for the pork roll people.
Yeah, because it's like, who wants to be in the gas chamber with this poor guy? It's like, you feel bad for him, but it's like, I don't want to suffer along with you, dude. What are we supposed to do? I mean, how much Febreze is there in the world?
I think it's affecting the workplace. It's affecting he was going to have to apply for disability or something like
that.
Yeah,
I mean, he should have applied for disability. He should have, listen, can I make pork roll at home? I mean, or is there? Can we put me in a cubicle?
really?
One that's airtight?
You can't have him out. I mean, you can't expect people to work in this situation. Because you come home smelling like it. I don't even like working in clubs where they're still smoking cigarettes. Can you imagine working in an environment where this is going on?
Yeah. Well, I did. I did, because our gaseous friend at
and
work.
And were dogs running?
No, but you know what? He would go use the men's room, and then that door would swing open, and the whole hallway would smell like an open
sewer.
But
was he doing it in the place of business?
Yes.
Really? So yes. How do you work in that environment?
We would literally run through the hall with spray.
Well, that's another. I mean, they could have put, like, the little trees that you hang from your car on his ears.
Yeah. It would have been a forest.
Just like the way you said the door swings on, like, it's backstage. There's skunks there looking for his autograph.
We're impressed. I mean, we smell bad stuff all the time, but this is good.
But you, sir, may I just say.
Yeah.
Three spritzes to you, sir.
You're an inspiration to us.
Thank you, skunks.
I don't know how much the other people at work are supposed to endure.
That's what I'm saying. And you're bringing in your clients? You can't walk them through the cloud of brown. You can't do it. It's not professional.
Well, people would walk into our building and say, oh, you guys have a plumbing problem. We're like, no, it's Harry.
You know where Clem went wrong? Clem should have bought the company a dog. You blame it on the dog. That's the move. It's not me. It's the Doberman Bowser over there. Oh, look at me. Look how spelt I am.
Yeah, right.
My dad used to say, oh, did you hear that Wolverine outside? It's like, because we didn't have a dog. It's like, Dad, we know. Wolverines don't smell in the place.
Yeah, the Wolverine's got a problem with gas.
Yeah, really. It was just this weird.
I think I saw that X-Men. Well, it's hard to wipe with all those claws.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No.
You're going to rip up your tush.
Ouchie.
I don't care if it's two-ply or not. Anyway, you are listening to Davin's Den filling in for Coffee Talk. This has been a completely off-the-rails show, but don't go anywhere. Pip's got some wisdom she's going to drop on us. I don't know what she's got, but she's got something, and she's dropping something. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Davin's Den, and then when we come back, we're going to tell you ladies why you should make sure your man drinks beer.
Look how they raised us. I swear these streets ain't safe for a player. My people better say a prayer. Nowadays a nigga can't tell if it's heaven or hell. Chrome nines and shells. If it ain't like gray, I can't play a part in it. If it ain't 50 or more, we won't start it. You think we retarded? We real artists. The type that'll tell you no lies. We real honest. You feeling me?
This prissy be killing me. New ice on, I guess they ice grilling me willingly. You seem on my dick, so I'ma play you like you never seem to ever exist. Come here, Chris, we ain't got no way out. Play with us, around, get played out, you way out. That's what they said from a young age. Now I'm of age, we get money, then catch some rays. We'll tell you how much I got in the bank, but niggas will be mad and wouldn't give me a break. It's like a nigga off Ricky Lake. If you couldn't see the problem, then you couldn't relate.
Oh, look at how they raised me.
Look how they raised us. I swear these streets ain't safe for a player. My nigga better say a prayer. Nowadays, a nigga can't tell if it's heaven or hell. Grown nine and shells.
Oh, look at how they raised me.
Look how they raised us. I swear these streets ain't safe for a player. My nigga better say a prayer. Nowadays, a nigga can't tell if it's heaven or hell. Deja vu, all this the same. Feel like I'm trapped, hopeless. Pipe dream, trying to survive. Fiend the dough, let it die. Only time will tell, gun cop. Mama don't cry, who can I trust? Time to go to war, only when it's love do you go raw. Love for money, shed light. Time I school them, intelligent hoodlum. Track war, crooked politician. Public schools ain't safe, children won't listen. But ain't nobody giving them. Hold your head high, never give up. Don't turn around, kid, it's a stick up. I'm like your local news reporter. Feel like every day's getting shorter. Sorta on a borderline, I ain't lying. Only greed, jealousy, jealousy. Turn to greed, love all a nigga really need. All his heart want for, all he ever want for. How you like it, true to life, keep it tight, kid.
Oh, look at how they raised
me. Look how they raised us. I swear these streets ain't safe for a player. My nigga better say a prayer. Nowadays a nigga can't tell if it's heaven or hell. Grown nine and
just can't tell no more.
Look how they raised us. I swear these streets ain't safe for a player. My nigga better say a prayer. Nowadays a nigga can't tell if it's heaven or hell. Grown nine and shells.
Yeah. Give me a million years plus life in the pen. Electrocute me, then shoot me. I still won't snitch. Whatever happened to the old rules for knocking the snitch? Rock them to sleep before the population increase. Yeah, your man is doing 50 while you only did 5. Something ain't right. The word is you dropping the dime. I don't have no rep. You fake as cats, especially if the fake cat is a dirty rat. I wonder how can the snitch touch the ground again? Cause the truth is he should have got knocked in the pen. But instead he's out in society telling again. But it's worse cause he wore a wiretap on his friends. He cooperated with the feds to buy a brand new Benz. They always said you do it once, you bound to do it again. You better break down now before your body be found. Cause I'm prepared to die now by the grace of the law.
Look at how they raised
us. I swear these streets ain't safe for a player. My nigga better say a prayer. Nowadays a nigga can't tell if it's heaven or hell. Grown nines and shells.
Oh, look at how they raised
us. I swear these streets ain't safe for a player. My nigga better say a prayer. Nowadays a nigga can't tell if it's heaven or hell. Grown nines and
back. You are listening to Gavin's been filling in for Coffee Talk. Now, it's funny that we are filling in for Coffee Talk because Pip loves her coffee, and she's like, I want to do some Coffee Talk. So, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a coffee aficionado, but I'm open.
I am, but you're open. No, I...
Last segment, let it go. Again, last segment.
I love my coffee, and I don't drink a lot of those frou-frou coffees. I usually just get regular coffee. Mm-hmm. But every once in a while, I like to get myself one of those frou-frou lattes. And my favorite is caramel latte from Dunkin' Donuts. And so the last... I usually stop and get one on my way up here to do the show. And the last two Tuesdays that I have been at my Dunkin' Donuts, I asked for a caramel latte. And then when I get it, it's just plain and there's no caramel in it. And it's like, wait a minute. Now, what am I supposed to...
You have an empty latte.
I do. I have a plain old...
Now, how do you prove there's no caramel in it? Do you go taste this?
Well, no. The thing is that I'm driving along and
you've already left the establishment.
I've left the establishment. I have places to go and people to see. And okay. I am driving and all of a sudden, you know, but they're broiling hot. They're like that McDonald's, like, lawsuit hot, those lattes.
Because it's hot coffee.
I know, but it's like super hot coffee.
You still got to take that test sip before you leave, though.
Yeah, no,
you gotta
I know.
You got to burn off a layer of tongue.
I know, but that's the thing. It's like I don't want to burn off a layer.
Yeah, that's what you do. You want to have hot coffee?
No,
Or be a wuss like me and get iced coffee. That's delicious.
No, I don't. See, I don't like an iced
coffee. I gave you
ice
you liked.
It's awful.
It's not. It's good.
It is. It's awful. It stinks.
It's not. I gave her she liked.
Yeah, it was okay. But the thing is, I really like hot coffee. But
bloody freaking da, then lose your tongue. I don't care.
But this thing is like molten lava milk. And so you can't drink it.
How do you think it comes out of the cow?
I hope it's not that hot.
It's hot out of the cow? It's body temperature from a cow.
It's body.
That hot? Have you sucked on a cow's teeth? You don't know. When was the last time you milked a cow, city boy?
I will tell you. I milked a cow when I was 7 years old on my brother's farm, and it was not that hot.
Maybe it was a cold cow.
No.
Yeah, what month was it?
Yeah. July.
God, these cow teeth are like diamonds. Yeah.
Hey, I always wanted to engrave this. Could you just get this?
Can you imagine you could use them as a writing utensil? Awesome.
Poor cow.
The cow is such a multi-purpose animal.
That cow is going to kick you in the face if you try
and do
that.
No, it's not.
Nonsense.
It's tasty. It covers you. It keeps you warm. And it gives you sustenance for your children.
That's true.
A cow is an all-purpose animal.
Oh, right. It is an all-purpose animal. But
and it doesn't mind if you tip it.
Yeah, but yes, it does. And it really doesn't want to engrave things because that's like now you're going into overtime. I went time and half pay.
Okay. Tip a cow, give me $5.
Thank you, cow. Excellent service.
Thanks. That was great mowing. Great mowing. Good.
I wonder if he has to share with the chickens. Do they split the tip? I mean, they all contributed to breakfast. I don't know how it works.
You know, I think it's 10%. Do you give the cow? I don't know what to give livestock. Is it 10%?
Oh, I don't know. Or is there a value added tax? I don't know. I don't know how to do this.
Cow tipping's added. You
don't have to. It was great service. It kept it moving. That's very good.
Oh, I can't figure this out. Is there sales taxes?
Thanks, Pip. That's the worst thing I could say to you.
That was cruel.
Joe
didn't deserve that.
Oh, nice. All right, go on with your coffee.
Okay, so I'm ticked off because now I'm well on the road because I didn't want to like scorch my tongue off to taste it. And there's none of the elixir of the gods in this. Mm. I mean, it's good coffee, but now this happened to me twice. So now what am I supposed to do? Go in there and go, last few times I was here, I didn't get any caramel. What am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to complain. Yeah. You watch them make it. It's not hard. They're right there.
No, they're around the corner.
They're a barista. They're not the Wizard of Oz. How hard is it to watch them?
Pay no attention to that man making the caramel latte in the back. And you, Pip Helix, you want caramel.
If I only had some caramel.
But the thing is that I'm in a drive-thru. I can't see them.
Again, veal, as I said last show, march your tuchus out of the car, open up a door, walk.
What?
And ask for it. Yeah, exactly. Stop being so darn lazy.
I'm trying to get here on time.
Oh, don't blame me for your laziness.
I am totally blaming you for my laziness.
Oh, whatever. What's it take? 5 minutes? Leave
I'm
early.
A veal for you. No, I used to stop.
Sounds romantic. Like it should be in a Valentine. I'm a veal for you.
I'm a veal for you, honey. No, I used to stop at the Dunkin' Donuts on the New York Thruway, but that was a complete ordeal. So I go to the drive-thru a little closer to home, and then I drive away, and they didn't give me the damn drink I asked for.
Two times.
So now what do? Do I go, I want a free one? What do I do?
No, you
but
have
once
to go.
Once you leave the premises and you don't come right back, your dispute's over.
I know. So, but
next time you have to get out. And I would let them know I'm watching you because I've been chipped twice before of my caramel.
Oh, and so that's the stance. I have to go in there
you
and
have
supervise.
You have to stick up for your caffeinated beverage. There's really no two ways about it.
All right. Well, I can do that.
Yeah. I mean, listen, coffee's very important to
it
you.
Is.
It's not as important as coffee talk.
No.
No.
It's very, very important.
I can't do the coffee talk without the coffee. There. Said it. I own it.
We made a breakthrough.
What is it, therapy?
Yes. Yes,
should
it is.
Be.
Yes.
All right, guys. You are listening to Devin then filling in for Coffee Talk. Don't go anywhere.
Down below with deadly skin.
You are listening to Davinson filling in for Coffee Talk. And we just had some riveting Coffee Talk with you, Pip Helix. You're a hero.
I am a model.
Yes. But there's another type of beverage that I would like to talk about right now.
Yes.
Beer.
Yes.
Beer. Because according to Ask.com, we men should be drinking more beer because it'll make us better at lovemaking. So let's do a little drunks in the news, shall we?
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
All right, Ask.com says, ladies, you should encourage your man to drink beer. It makes you last longer. Of course it does.
Did you see how Joe perked up when you mentioned beer? So much more excited than my coffee.
I mean, does that count for when you're trying to? I mean, when does the stopwatch go on that?
Well, they're not talking about like the 4-hour call a doctor kind of.
Well, I mean, they say it reduces anxiety and stress.
Yes.
Which will make you last longer. Mm. They say having a beer or two will help you relax and lessen some of your tension. It also, phytoestrogens in beer can be helpful in delaying a climax. Mm. I didn't know there was any estrogens in my beer. No.
Actually, wow, I didn't think about that.
I mean, I'm sure I've bought a couple of beers for some phytos, but I had no idea. It's getting late.
I need some of the phytoestrogen.
Some bigots don't want to go home by myself. And I have all this coffee in me, so I'm going to be up for a while.
There's a phyto full of estrogen. Come here, honey. Let me get you a beer.
They say dark beer gets you in the mood. They say it has more iron than light beer, and iron increases red blood cells and circulation, allowing for easier arousal and more frequent male excitement. Mm.
That's interesting, because dark beer is usually more like a stout, and that fills you up.
Well, you're stout.
Yeah, I don't like stout. I don't like
that's because and that's why you're not a Vero man.
What?
I like light beer too.
Talk about a sweeping generalization.
I know there's probably a lot of reasons.
There's a whole country full of Guinness drinkers that would beg to differ.
Yeah, but I mean the Irish are not really known for being particularly outstanding and the lovemaking arts.
That's supposedly because of other reasons.
Right, but I mean they drink a dark beer.
Yeah, they do.
Who else does? Germans?
Yes.
Yeah, Germans drink dark.
Well, who's going to argue with
that? The Bock beer. Bock beer is a dark beer.
Yeah.
I love him. I loved him when he was in Skid Row. All right. They say studies show drinking a pint of beer a day decreases the chances of having a heart attack, stroke, or heart disease. They say if you combine drinking with exercise, because who doesn't run and drink at the same time?
You have to go to the gym, bring it, like, putting your bud on the
better than that, you get one of those hats with the straws where it just feeds into you while you're walking on the treadmill. What? Come on, man. I'm being healthy.
Yeah. Well, Guinness is good for what ails you. Oh.
They say it makes your heart healthier, you build up cardio, endurance, helping you go the distance in the bedroom.
All right.
Guinness specifically has antioxidants.
Nice.
They say which clean up the circulation system by keeping your plumbing clean. Hmm. It allows for healthy functioning of the vital blood vessels and capillaries necessary for healthy sex functioning in the male organ, which is good because... Well, it's just because they like Guinness, whoever wrote this.
I think they do.
This guy's probably drunk just thinking things up.
What a silly article.
All right, lads, let's think of this now.
I actually really like Guinness, but it you only want one.
I'm not a Guinness. My buddy always drinks. I'm not a big Guinness person.
Good stuff.
The last one. It boosts your sex drive. There's a beer called 50 Shades of Green. It was inspired by 50 Shades of Grey, and it's loaded with... 50 different hop varieties, including ginseng, ginkgo biloba, and damiana, which is a nerve stimulator to enhance performance.
Certain nerves?
I guess.
Wow.
So, I mean, really, the luckiest ladies out there are the ones whose man who has a case in the fridge. That's because when you're drinking beer, you're doing it for two. It's not a selfish act at all.
I don't know if you have enough energy to do it with two.
Homer Simpson, most prolific lovemaking cartoon.
He is a sexy beast.
He is a sexy beast. So I'm just saying, ladies, be happy if your man wants a beer. Don't be a hater.
Yeah, encourage this.
Encourage it. You want him drunk, passed out, and ready to rise to the occasion. That's how you want your man. All right, guys, we got one more little segment to go. You are listening to Davin's Den filling in for Coffee Talk. When we come in, we are going to answer some of your cyber security questions. Please, please don't go anywhere.
She loves you too, and you feel your hearts are beating as one whenever she looks at you. When you hold her hand and you kiss real slow, thinking this love will last forever and that everything's status quo. So you take her out,
so you take her out
to a restaurant,
to a restaurant, offering hopes and promises and all of the things she wants.
And she looks you in your eyes right before she softly speaks. I have been thinking that we're not meant to be together. I've been thinking that way for weeks.
Somewhere between the hurt and the anger, humiliation, heartache and pain, you might be saying that you will never fall in love again.
There's a rebound love.
There's a rebound love
waiting for you.
Waiting for you.
It's just around the corner.
Ooh.
It's down the block or two.
And if you're thinking about things way back when you find your rebound love, you'll find you'll fall in love again.
Talk. Been a fun show, kids. It's our last segment. Then we are out of here for a little while. Who knows when, really? But we're having a good time with it. So we like to, when time allows, answer some cybersecurity questions for the audience. Because really, cybersecurity is where we made our bones.
Right.
It's where we got our notoriety. So we haven't really done it much on this show.
Right.
You know, we've brought the insanity to you folks.
Yes.
But we'd like to help you guys too. These are emails from real folks that have real questions and. You know, may seem simple to you, but it's not simple to everybody, I assure you.
No, it's not. There are a lot of issues that happen because, you know, especially when people are new to the internet or using email. I know that sounds silly because it's been around for a while, but not everybody is savvy and they get taken in by these really, really good con artists. And so we'd like to try to help people so that they learn from, you know, these experiences. We got an email from Marianne from North Carolina, and she said, "I hate to admit it, but I was conned by a romance scammer. He said his name was Kevin, and he was in the U.S. Army, and was kind. He listened to me and supported me. After several years of health issues..."
No real man would do that. That's your first clue.
Right there, red flag. No. "After several years of health issues that made me more or less homebound, his emails and PMs, private messages, became a lifeline to the outside, and I fell in love with him hard. We talked on the phone a couple times, but never met in person. Sometimes things would be weird, like how when we talked on the phone, he didn't sound American, but he always had an answer for everything, or he would change the subject. I didn't want to keep bringing things up that made him say that I didn't trust him or love him enough, so I would let things go. Long story short, I ended up sending him money, and eventually he stopped talking to me when I didn't have any more to send. It's months since Kevin stopped talking to me, and now I get emails from a guy who says that he's Kevin's cousin George. He's angry with George. I guess she means he's angry with Kevin.
Maybe he's angry at himself.
You know what? George's issues. And he has offered to help me get money back from Kevin. But he said that first...
Wait. This family member is going to help get money back from Kevin?
Yeah.
I'm sure this will work out fine.
But he said that first he needed some help paying a private detective to help him find out where Kevin is living now and to get his banking information. I'm so embarrassed and angry and hurt from being taken advantage of by Kevin that I'm tempted. But how can I be sure that George is real?
Well, there's no way to verify. I mean, you could have a video chat with George.
Right, that would help.
I guess, but the chances in recovering your money are very, very slim. I mean, you would have to say that he more or less extorted money out of you. Because it sounded like she gave him the money willingly.
Yeah, well, she loved him, and so she gave him money. But then he stopped talking to her, and I mean, that could happen to anybody.
It does happen to everybody.
Yeah.
Can't tell you how many women have stopped talking to me. Not that funny.
but understandable.
Noted.
Yeah.
All right. That's what we all agree on. Fine.
Yeah, I know. This is the common ground. Mm. But the thing is that, you know, she is, it's good that she's been cautious. She's been burnt once.
Right, but it seems like she might dip her toe in there. Why wouldn't she go to a private investigator herself?
Well,
Does George have more information on Kevin? And couldn't she say, you know what, I'll get my own private investigator. You send me the information.
Well, it kind of doesn't make sense because, I mean, I don't know what her financial situation is, you know, if she's, you know, been able to make more money back or if she's now, because she said...
Well, whatever it is, you never want to lose money.
No.
Did she say how much she sent?
She didn't in the email say how much money. I think she's embarrassed and didn't want to say.
That's common.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's pretty brave that she's even admitting it, that she was conned by this guy.
Absolutely.
Or she believes she was.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you have to go with her gut instinct. That she knows that she was conned. But now she's saying that she didn't have any more money to send him. Where's she going to get the money to pay this guy to go get a private detective? And he's saying, George is
saying...
Well,
she says she has no more money?
She said he stopped talking to her when she didn't have any more money to send.
All right, either way, she's setting herself up to once again trust somebody she really doesn't know.
Yeah.
That's let's cut to the chase.
Yeah.
Don't send money to anybody you don't know.
Right.
And who knows with George or Kevin, it could be the same guy. There's a very good chance it's the same guy trying to get milk her for even more money. He realized his first con was no longer going to work. She wasn't going to send George any more money. Or
Kevin.
She wasn't going to send Kevin any more money. But maybe if the scammer doubles back as George, there might be a little bit more to get with the carrot of possibly getting all her money back.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the other thing is that, like you said, why, if she thinks that would work for her, I don't know how it would, paying a private detective to help find out where he is.
I don't know, unless he's got it stashed underneath his mattress.
Yeah, that she's going to get the money back.
I mean, really, if you're concerned, you give all your information to proper law enforcement. Go to your local police, start there. Chances are you're not going to get your money back.
Right.
Which is why, as we always say, don't send money to people you don't know. Yeah. Unless it's me. Please send money to
and me too.
Yeah, but you also see that a lot. I mean, she mentions that he said he was in the U.S. Army, and you see how many times we've seen this over and over again that the scammers will pose as U.S. Military.
Everybody loves a man in uniform.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, if you pretend that you're in the military, you don't have to be around for meetings. You could be fighting off. You can be fighting wars. You can't fly in. You know, to Mexico City.
And the uniform gives a sense of legitimacy, too.
It does. It builds the confidence. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Trust. Well, he's a general. I'm sure he loves me. He's full of the generals. I wasn't making a joke.
No, I know.
Of course, it wouldn't fall for a general.
Listen, if Norman Schwarzkopf was here right now, I'd plan a big wet one.
Right. You see those stars, you see stars.
Absolutely.
Well, see, now I'm confused because we were talking about Homer Simpson before, and Schwarzkopf, two sexy beasts. I am confused.
Well, you're going to have to be confused for another week.
Ugh.
Pip, what's going on this week?
Well, I just wanted to tell people that Mr. Helix is in a band called Johnny and the Alimonies, and if you want to see where they're playing, go to the Johnny and the Alimonies page on Facebook.
Joe?
I'm going to be at the Tuscan Grill, 1250 Hooper Avenue in Toms River, with the great Vic DiBattista, the bread and milk guy. And if you need reservations, 732-757-2570, Tuscan Grill.
You know what would help with that? A date.
Oh, that would be on November 21st.
This is what I
Or just
with.
Keep calling Tuscan Grill until they relent and tell you when.
Guys, you want to find out more about the show, go to davinsden.com. We have all the uncensored stuff out there. You can listen to the show on demand. We have a ton of past episodes over the past 4.5 years. Like us on Facebook, Davin's Den. Follow us on Twitter, at Davin's Den. Follow me at Davin Comedy. What's your Twitter?
You can find Plankfoot at Twitter.com.
Pip?
Oh, PipHelix at Twitter.com.
Didn't mean to startle you.
I wasn't ready for a pop quiz.
What was that?
Thank you guys for hanging out with us while we fill in for the venerable coffee talk. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please, please, please keep on listening. All right, don't go anywhere, you mooks in the chat room.
We're not really gone.
We're us now.
Yeah. fuck. I feel like Ann Jackson.
Fucking inks. Fuck. Cocksucker.
All right, you fucking mafias. You hang
out. Fuck you.
No, fuck you. No, you fuck me.
All right, you're enjoying it a little too much.
A little too much. No, but it was
as promised, we are going to play the uncensored version of the Donald Trump parody.
Yes.
You want to hear that, Pip?
Yeah.
You want to hear it with all the curse words and all the nasty things, Joe?
Nasty words.
Look, sure, I'm tired. I want to go home. Pip's pointing. Headphones stupid.
Put your ears on.
No.
You're not going to hear anything.
He's not a Muppet or Mr. Potato Head. They're attached.
They
might
are?
Be Mr. Potato Head.
I play in a band.
What's that? What? Oh, the band Mr. Potato Head.
Oh.
Yeah. He thinks we care.
All right. He might be a Muppet.
I
He's
heard
that.
That
big fork.
I'm right here. I should hope so. All right. Uncensored. Without me, parrot.
Make America great again.
Two shrill voice girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Make America great again.
Two shrill voice girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Two shrill voice girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
I'm really rich.
Guess who's back?
I'm really rich.
Back again.
I'm really rich.
The Donald's back.
I'm really rich.
Tell a friend.
I stick up for myself.
Guess who's back? 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 Guess who's back?
I'm really rich.
What I give you, a little bit of money mixed with some bad PR, some hair that'll go jumpstart my pulse quicker than I shock you when I shock the press table to Roger when he's not cooperating, while I'm rocking the mic while I'm bloviating. You waited this long to stop debating, cause I'm back, Megan's ragging and she's ovulating. I know you got a job, Mr. O'Reilly, but you know spin zone, I'm obliterate, so the GOP won't let me be, or let me be me, so let me see. They try to shut me down on Fox TV, but it feels so empty without me, so about to get real heavy. I just rose in the polls, so fuck you, Jebby.
Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels
everybody
so
knows
empty
what I'm
without
saying
me. I said this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels
everybody
so empty
knows what I'm
without
saying
me.
Little white kids feeling rebellious, embarrassed, parents watch MSNBC, they start feeling like prisoners, helpless, so someone comes along on a mission and yells, bitch, a visionary, vision is scary, cause start a revolution, polluting the process, a rebel, to let me revel and bask in the fact I got everyone kissing my ass, and it's a disaster, such a catastrophe for you to see, so damn much of my ass you ask for me, well I'm back, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, fix your manager and a tuna, then I'm gonna end and drop a baby like a Mexican running for the border, the center of attention.
shit. F for the winner, I'm interesting. The best thing since wrestling. Investing, you're the political process nesting. Testing, attention please. Feel the tension soon as someone mentions me. Here's my 10 cents, my 2 cents is free. A new sense, who sent? You sent for me.
Now this looks like a job for me. So everybody, just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me. I said this looks like a job for me. So everybody, just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it-
everybody knows what I'm saying is true.
Twitter, Uncle Tit for Tat with anybody who's talking this and that shit. Mark Rubio, you could get your ass kicked. Worse than all them Chinese trading bastards. And Christie, you could get stopped by DT. You 900-pound fat fuck, just blow me. You don't know me, you're too fat, let go, it's over. Nobody listens to slobos, now let's go. Just give me the signal, I'll be there with a whole list full of new insults. I've been dope, suspense full with a pencil ever since Ragnar Patel turned to a jingle.
I'm really rich.
Sometimes the shit just seems everybody only wants to discuss me. So this just means I'm disgusting. But it's just me, I'm just obscene. Though I'm not the first king of controversy, I'm the worst thing since Hitler's Nazis. To push the white agenda so selfishly and use it to get myself wealthy.
I'm really rich.
There's a concept that works. 20 million other politicians emerge, but no matter how many fish in the sea, it'd be so empty without me.
Now this looks like a job for me. So everybody just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me. I said this looks like a job for me. So everybody just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me.
I stick up for myself. I'm really rich. I'm really rich. I'm really rich. I'm really rich. I stick up for myself. I'm really rich. I'm really rich. I'm really rich. I'm really rich. I stick up for myself.
And there it is. That is the uncensored version. Certainly a lot more punch.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you can hear all the nasty, it really does have... Really.
But that's what you have to do with an Eminem song. I mean, like, you don't get the full M effect on the radio.
Until you have all the bad curse words.
My God.
That's funny. That rapper's good.
He's really good. He doesn't want to be named, but he's really good.
Yeah, I know.
I tried it, like, half-assed.
Yeah.
And Amar was laughing his balls off. He's like, you're two beats behind. I'm like, beat? I don't know what from beat. I'm just trying to get the words.
You want to know something? It's funny because Joe Cumier and I were talking because he's doing the editing and stuff like that for Skip Bedell's show. And we were talking one night, and you need to be a musician to do the editing and this stuff because the beat, that's what he said, the beats. Because we were talking, if you're not a musician, you have to position things into a certain measure.
Yeah.
I just kind of try to match the words. I write the lyrics. Yeah. I kind of match to what he's got.
Yeah. But sometimes you have to get a cadence and a measure when you're trying to do something, and if you're not a musician you don't know.
The rapper nailed it.
Yeah,
so good. Well, the other thing though about rap, it's almost a little bit like jazz in that you're bending all the words and everything to fit within the measure, but there's also a little bit of like stretching out notes and like, you know, skipping a beat and then jumping back in. And so
you got to remember, though, this is Eminem. He's one of the best rappers out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because just of the speed and he's really a wordsmith, which is why I like Eminem.
Yes.
He just, like, when you listen to an Eminem song, you have to listen to it a couple times.
You do, to catch everything.
To catch everything. Mm. So we tried to put that in there, you know.
Yeah.
Running for the border like a Mexican dropping a baby.
I was like, oh, my God. But wait a minute. Now, what was he saying about the girls in the very beginning? The something girls?
Bum on your lips. Come on, Carly's ghost tits. Carly had a double mastectomy.
Ghost tits.
I came up with that.
Oh, God.
Don't roll your eyes. That's funny as hell.
Oh, that's rude.
Well, you can see Donald or M do it like...
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a channel.
Trump isn't going to call her ghost tits.
Really?
Really?
Really? He wishes he... No. Here's the thing with Trump. We need to get into the other show.
I'm wrong on this?
Yeah.
Yes. Here's the thing with Trump. Trump looks like a genius with the give and take because he's going up against a bunch of politicians, and they've never seen anything like this. If there was a comic like in Guatemala running for president against Trump would be crying like a little bitch. Because the verbal skills that a comedian has and laying the smack down on an asshole, you know, Joe, Trump would go, I should probably stop tweeting now.
Yeah. Or somebody post this. and I go, then I got, and I'm like, looked at like, really? It can happen, really?
It's like, oh, it's such
today, Trump is.
He wouldn't do it because he's not creative enough.
No, you wouldn't do it because you can't call your opponent ghost tits.
Really? Go running back to mommy and daddy. He did that, didn't he? he called the guy who performed the first, separated the first conjoined twins. I don't really see what the big deal is about him as a surgeon. He was average. I mean, really? Really? No, he said Megyn Kelly, a journalist with a lot of respect, might be having her period. Really?
Yeah.
Really? Is it a little too far? You think, do you?
All the horrible things he says about Rosie O'Donnell. Oh, my God.
Yes. I mean, there's on the Donald Trump soundboards, there's actually a category very plentiful called insults, which I did not include in this.
Good for him.
Oh, now he's a supporter. Yeah. Now, well, ghost hits sounds about right.
Well, ghost hits isn't nice, but I mean, when he speaks your mind. Yeah.
But fat ass is.
Yes.
Oh, no.
You're insane. You're insane.
Oh my God! No, that's
no
horrible.
A fat ass. You got a fat ass from eating ring dings. You got ghost tits from cancer. There's a difference.
But I invented ghost tits. I've never heard ghost tits before.
I've never heard that phrase before. It's horrible.
It is horrible.
Horrible.
But I like to think Eminem would be proud.
In the context, though, of you doing Eminem and the way that Trump likes to insult women,
it actually
works. Oh God.
Suspenseful
with
a pencil since Redneck Patel turned into a jindal? Are you fucking kidding me?
I apologize on behalf of every woman who had or had breast cancer or knew somebody
had
breast
cancer. Oh, it's terrible.
It's terrible.
It's brutal.
But
from the man that wrote Ghost Tits.
Oh, but I knew who I was channeling. The way to do a good parody is you have to channel the people that you're skewering. It's on point, my friend.
It is. It's like,
listen, and it's not like Rotgut wouldn't do that either. All right, you guys.
But we weren't running for president.
Not yet. If Anthony gets some more listeners, who knows?
Yeah, really.
And
oh,
is Trump
my.
Really running for president or for his next television show? Who knows?
I'm not really sure. It's really hard for me to conceive of him thinking that he would actually do a good job. And be a legitimate president of the United States.
I don't know. I just like the rap.
Yes. That was funny. That was good. It's brutal.
Speaking of Rotgut, shameless plug, Joe has put on all the Rotgut stuff. So check out Joe's page, and you can actually buy all the Rotgut stuff now. It's all online.
Yeah, I told Joe to send me. I told him to send me some. I'll play it on the air.
Okay.
Or you can do it, because you're in the band.
Yes.
You could do that. Tom is trying to fill us in with the Mets are doing well.
We went in 2-1. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah. Yes.
Right on.
He's really excited. Thank you, Tom. And he had to go. So he just wanted to say, Granderson hit the home run to give the Mets the lead, 2-1, top of the fifth.
Former nice. Yankee. Glad we got rid of him.
Traitor.
The Grandy Man.
The Grandy Man can.
Glad we got the guy. What's his name? I can't.
The guy.
The center fielder. Who sat on the bench in the playoff game.
I'm totally
Ellsbury.
Ah,
yeah, that worked out well.
Yeah, that was helpful.
So
he did a really good job.
They both did.
Yeah, they
because
both
actually
did.
We had it the first time, and Amaru's like, no, he's got to do it again. I'm like, what? He's like, it sounds like he's memorized. And to me, in the rapper, it sounded good, and I just wanted to get this done.
Yeah,
he's like, no, he's got to do it again. So I told the rapper, I go, you need to channel all the energy and passion and fury that Eminem and Donald Trump have. That's what you have to do.
And it worked.
Yeah, and he did it. I mean, it's really hard to do. And I said, don't worry about so much about sounding like Eminem. You do it in that style. Nobody can sound like Eminem.
No.
It's not like Journey where you go on YouTube and you find a Filipino.
No. My name is Donald Trump. Yeah. My name is...
Oh, all right, now we're going to write a whole album, are we?
Yes, we are.
Yes. I don't got that type of time. But I do want to make a video. I would like to see this go viral.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
I think it could.
Especially with that standout Ghost Hits lyric.
That'll be the lyric that launched us.
Oh, God.
There is a difference, though, between the censored and uncensored version.
You think?
I mean, you kind of got the gist with the uncensored.
Yeah, but almost not enough. I mean, you really do have to hear all of the awful to get the full
flavor. Yeah, because Amaru edited, I go, you know what? Just if it could be questionable, take it out.
Because
I don't know. I don't. There's still a chance where I'm going to catch flack.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, it's FCC compliant.
It is. It totally is.
We bleeped out every word. We didn't even bleep out bastards.
Yeah,
like
no,
the Chinese trade bastards?
There was nothing in the FCC version that would be a problem for us.
Right. So.
Nothing. I mean, we talked about explosive diarrhea, for God's sakes.
Well, we'll see what we hit with feedback we get on that one.
Yeah, I know.
But again, you know, it's all technical terms.
I know, like bloviating.
Bloviating is a technical term.
I know it is.
But I just, I mean, he had his first, the big thing was with Fox News.
I know.
So you got to call out Roger Ailes. He's had two meetings with Roger Ailes and, you know, Bill O'Reilly. They were pals and they had issues. Megyn Kelly ovulating.
Oh, my God. That one killed me.
So very, very proud of that. So hopefully we'll do more of these down the line.
Yeah.
It's fun to do shit like that, like a real radio show. Eh, what are you going to do? Joe and I haven't done a parody in a while. I'll have to think of something. But this as soon as Donald became the Donald with this campaign, immediately the song Without Me popped into my head.
Really?
From the get-go. I'm like, oh, yeah. Because it's always about him.
It is a perfect match.
Yeah. So.
Cool.
Joe doesn't like to hear this. He wants his future president to be held in the esteem he deserves. Owner of beauty pageants.
A very successful man.
Helps
when you get a head start with a couple, Bill.
And a lot of the other guys don't want for substance as well.
That's why you got to vote for John Kasich. That's the guy. That's the guy that could actually win the Republican. That's the guy that could actually win the national election. Mm. Governor of Ohio has actually accomplished things. Popular in his state, is not a far loon. I mean, he's right wing, but he's not a loon. Can actually work with the other side. You would actually win an election with that. You're not winning with Trump. Mm.
I'm sorry, it's a little late in the night for me to blow Joe's mind, but I like Bernie.
Yeah, I like Bernie too. He ain't going to win it, though.
He's a socialist.
He's a social democrat.
He's a Democrat.
Socialist. What's the matter with you people?
No, he's not a complete, pure form socialist. We're not going to Russia.
Yes, he is.
No.
No, Joe. No. He's not. He's like a European Democrat.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, don't worry, he's
not
winning.
Europe's doing so well.
What?
Yeah, Europe is doing so well.
I like the ideas behind it.
I do too, but we'll see. We'll see.
Our country is doomed.
Well, we've got to move to Guatemala. All right.
That's going to go better.
All right, kids, let's get out of here. Guys, yeah. We're going to take the next 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
We had enough. In 2 weeks.
What's the date? What's the date? So we're off on the 2nd. No.
Divide by 3. Carry the 1. Yeah. Use the coefficient.
No, we're off on
5.
The 3rd. We're off on the 10th. We'll be back on the 17th.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
think that's what it is. Yeah. All right. So, guys, thank you for hanging out and hanging with the extended play.
Yeah, the extended
play. Now we got to edit this and make this nice for Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, and do it fast so I can go to bed.
Well, I'm not going to do that part of it.
I know. I'm kidding. But,
yeah, 17th. We're going to be back on the 17th. November 17th.
So, guys, we'll see you then. We'll hopefully be Tanner.
Yeah.
So.
And thinner, because God knows they're not going to feed you.
I do go to Atlantis to lose weight. I lose the weight before the wife comes. When the wife comes, I don't live like an animal anymore.
Then you eat good.
Yeah, because, you know, you can't have Noah have an Oscar Mayer bologna for every meal.
You're down there for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
That's now whenever I see bologna, I think of your Bermuda experiences.
Sorry.
He had to get one in.
He tries. It's not like the horse shit that I see when I'm driving around the local farms to think of you, stupid.
Oh, my God.
See, now we turn nasty.
I know.
It's hard to do two shows with being nice-ish.
Well, right, enough. What?
Enough.
I want to go home.
Joe wants to go home and crash into a tree. Or stalk somebody, whatever the hell Joe does.
Or get away from a cop.
All right, guys. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Good night.